It's time for today's daily devotional. This week we're talking about sorrow and loss, and of course it's called Tears in His Bottle. Today we're going to talk about picking up the pieces, and scripture comes from Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. You know, sorrow comes in so many fashions, and trying to heal what you lost, whether it's a relationship or someone close to you, or the loss of what you once believed in. There comes a time that you have to ask the question, what's next? You're left staring at maybe an empty chair, a quiet house, maybe your dream that's gone, and you wonder, in the back of your mind, how in the world do I go on from here? This is a part of sorrow, and nobody really likes to talk about it much, but that moment when life continues, but yours just really feels like you're on pause, like you're there, but you really aren't. The grief is no longer loud, but it's still whispering in the background. It's showing up at unexpected moments. You might find yourself trying to smile through a conversation just so people don't know. Then you might find yourself breaking down in the grocery store because of a song or of a smell. God knows this kind of pain, and He doesn't hand you a quick fix or a perfect five-step plan to feel better. Instead, what He offers is Himself. The healing that He brings isn't always instant, but it is intentional and intimate. And in Psalm 147:3, He says, He binds up our wounds. That's a picture of hands-on care. That's a slow, steady mending of what has been torn, like a skilled healer. He doesn't rush the process, but He does apply the truth where lies have left your scars. He wraps you up in peace, and when anxiety tries to return, He rebuilds you. Not to your old self, but to someone that's stronger, someone that's more compassionate, more deeply aware of His presence. So picking up the pieces doesn't always mean pretending that nothing happened. It means learning to carry your loss and just live again. And that may begin with something simple like just making your bed, or taking a walk, or texting a friend and praying a raw, tear-filled prayer. There will be days when sorrow speaks loudly, but there will also be glimmers of joy, flickers of hope, and you may laugh again without guilt. You may begin to dream again without that fear, and you may even find purpose from the very pain that you thought would destroy you. The God who collects your tears is also the God who builds beauty from brokenness. No piece of your life is ever too shattered for His restoration. Let Him lead you and let Him rebuild you. So if you're feeling broken today or too difficult to touch, what small act of healing or growth could you take today? God, our healer of our heart, You see the pieces of our life scattered all around us. We don't know where to start at this point or how to even feel whole again sometimes, but we trust that You do. Teach us to take one step at a time with You. Bind up what has been torn inside of us and give us courage to live again. Not as if the pain never happened, but as someone who has walked through it with You. Thank You for restoring what we thought was lost, and help us believe that joy can still rise and that our life through forever change still has meaning, still has purpose, and still matters to You. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.